This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Voters in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District will have two chances next month to hear directly from candidates seeking the open seat in Congress. WJFW Newswatch 12 will host a Republican primary debate on July 7th and a Democratic primary debate on July 14th. Both events will run from 5 to 6:30 p.m. and will be broadcast live on WJFW and streamed online. Confirmed participants in the Republican debate are Michael Alfonso, Jesse Eben, and Nina Baum. Kevin Hermaning has not committed to attending. The Democratic debate will feature Chris Armstrong, Ginger Murray, and Fred Clark. WJFW News Director Jeff Weller says the debates will help provide clarity for voters in the district's first open seat congressional race since 2020. The debates will be moderated by WJFW anchor Dan Hagen and will include opening and closing statements, moderator questions, and opportunities for candidates to respond to issues raised during the discussion. A public forum in Ashland next month will explore how data center development could affect rural communities across northern Wisconsin. The Community Planning Forum, titled Understanding Data Centers and Rural Communities, will be held July 28th from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center. The event will feature Carl Green, a community planning specialist with UW-Madison Extension, who will lead a research-based discussion on the opportunities, challenges, and planning considerations associated with data center development. Topics will include what data centers are, why they are expanding, current trends in Wisconsin and the Upper Midwest, and infrastructure needs such as energy, water, housing, and roads. Organizers will also discuss planning and zoning tools available to local governments and lessons learned from communities that have considered or hosted data centers. The forum is free, open to the public, and does not require registration. More information can be found on the Bayfield County Government Facebook page. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. The Wisconsin DOJ is investigating an officer-involved death in Lake Tomahawk on Wednesday. Authorities say a suspect shot a gun when they went to arrest him on felony charges. One officer shot the man in return. He was pronounced dead on the scene. No one else was injured. Nearly 150 acres of fragile wetland in Door County is now protected. The Door County Land Trust recently completed the largest acquisition ever at the Kellner Fen Natural Area. The people who owned the land for the last 25 years say they wanted to make sure it was never developed and sold it at a bargain price. Ecologists say the ancient dunes tell the story of Lake Michigan's past, and the diversity of wetlands is incredibly significant. They say the land includes rare orchids and carnivorous plants that can't be replaced once they're lost. The Land Trust says the rare species habitats and forest health will be protected for generations to come. Democratic state lawmakers from Chippewa Valley hosted a thank you picnic for their volunteers last week, and now they turn their sights toward flipping the legislature. Civic Media's James Kelly has a story.
State Senator Jeff Smith and State Representatives Jody Emerson and Christian Phelps welcomed supporters at Carson Park in Eau Claire on Thursday, thanking them for the work they've done to energize local voters ahead of election season. State Representative Emerson also shared her excitement about the possibility of a Democratic trifecta in Madison next year.
We're going to be running hard this year because this is the year that we're going to make some big changes in Wisconsin. We are going to flip the assembly.
We know
we're going to flip the Senate, and we're going to keep the governor's house.
Republicans Bruce Stabenow and Michael Ayala will challenge Emerson and Phelps in the state assembly races, while Michael Megadant Skinner will challenge Smith in the state Senate race. Appleton police say one person is dead after a dump truck filled with sand rolled over and crushed a car at an intersection yesterday. The crash happened around noon when a tow truck pulling a dump truck went off the road at 441 and Calumet Street, causing the dump truck to come loose and crash into a car stopped at the light. The person inside that car died at the scene. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that a state-funded college grant program limited to certain racial groups must end. The justices agreed the program violates constitutional guarantees of equal treatment. Backers of the challenge call it a win for fairness, but some justices noted ongoing disparities in education for students of color. The grants, which helped hundreds of students each year, will now be discontinued. Some people that get badger care in Wisconsin may soon have to meet new work requirements or lose coverage. State officials are now preparing people for that shift. A new DHS webpage outlines the rules and offers a screening tool to help people understand their situation. The policy would require certain adults to log monthly work or training hours. The change is already drawing mixed reactions over its potential impact on access to care. A large property tax increase could be coming to Madison. That's if the Madison Metropolitan School District budget is passed for the upcoming school year, raising property taxes by more than 8%. The Wisconsin Policy Forum explained it would be the third largest increase in Madison since 1995 if passed. The district has proposed a spending plan worth more than $600 million, with the majority of money going toward employees and benefits. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers battle the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers in Atlanta tonight to begin a three-game weekend series against the Braves. The crew losing at home to the Guardians yesterday, 4-2. Cleveland manager Stephen Vogt.
I thought we had good at-bats. I thought we battled. You know, they've got good pitching. So I was really proud of the way we played. You know, we're just going to keep working.
The Brewers couldn't score late in the game despite bases loaded. In the seventh and eighth, reliever Grant Anderson tagged with the loss after giving up a go-ahead home run. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, we had to go deep in our pen and gave up some runs there. But again, had opportunities, but it's frustrating when you have that many guys on base and don't get them in. Or I'm sure our runners in scoring position, I'm sure we weren't real successful there.
NBA speculation continues. Miami or Boston are the most likely destinations if the Milwaukee Bucks decide to trade Giannis. And another report says look for co-owner Jimmy Haslam to take over control of the team and Wes Edens to step aside. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today, a few showers and storms late in the day, a high near 71. Showers and thunderstorms likely this evening with lows in the upper 40s. Some clouds to start on Saturday, then increasing sunshine, highs again in the lower 70s.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.